He is your president of business operations for our Brew Crew, Rick Schlesinger. He joins us on the Talk and Text line. Rick, how are you doing?
Doing great. I'm excited about Thursday.
Me too. Okay, so opening day is sold out, but we need to watch out for some last-minute releases for limited tickets. Is that true?
Yeah, so the visiting team, the White Sox in this case, gets an allotment of tickets, and they usually have 24 hours before game time to release any ones that they're not using. So we expect a few dozen, maybe 100 will come out online and it will be available. We're also selling standing room only, but obviously tickets are in a short supply for Thursday, but we have some good availability for the Saturday and Sunday White Sox games in case fans can't make it to opening day.
Oh, that's actually great. That's also good that there are not a lot of White Sox fans that are
absolutely
wanting to come up.
So
that's great. Rick, this is always exciting time, and this is a different year for Brewers fans that want to watch the games. Can you talk a little bit about the change in how Brewers fans can watch the games on TV?
Yeah, I think the biggest takeaway is if you watch cable, satellite, streaming last year, watching the Brewers, you'll be able to do the same thing this year. We're still waiting for the exact channels on Spectrum and Comcast and DirecTV, but those will be released shortly, certainly before the first pitch on Thursday. We're selling streaming services right now, Brewers.tv, so fans can buy a season pass for $99 or for a monthly pass for $19. They'll get 145 games on their streaming service. It's a great option for folks who like to watch the games on tablets or phones. We appreciate the fans' patience, but I promise them that we'll be announcing the channel shortly, and they'll be able to watch games on TV, satellite, cable like they did last year.
Yeah, but those are some great options if you want to stream all year or month to month. I think that is really cool. Now, the fans that will get the opportunity to come out to American Family Field on Thursday, Rick, will be treated to something very special post-game.
Yeah, we are going to show a 20-minute snippet of a Bob Uecker documentary that is going to be produced and released later this summer, and I've seen excerpts of it, and it's really amazing. Anything Bob Uecker-related, of course, is going to be fantastic, but the filmmakers here have done a great job, so they put together about a 20-minute highlight reel, if you will, of the documentary, and it'll be shown post-game. So we hope a lot of fans will stick around after hopefully a Brewers victory and watch the 20-minute documentary. And again, it's just celebrating Uecker and some great video behind the scenes and just a homage to a great person and the Brewers icon.
I can't wait to see it. Oh, also, that will help you guys probably simmer down some of the traffic. How has it been? Have you been in contact with the DOT? I'm thinking about all of the fans. It's going to be sold out. It's all good news, but how we get to parking and getting into the game in time?
Yeah, so we've been in contact with the DOT virtually every day and coming up with plans. And I tell fans, just be patient. There is construction. There's less lanes and, getting into the ballpark has been much more speedy than in recent years because of the new parking system. So in the old days, cars would line up at the parking lots and queue in. Now people can just drive in, go to the parking space, activate their parking online and go into the ballpark. So I think ingress will be okay. Still, obviously crowded for opening day. There's going to be 42,000 people coming in. And so I think it'll be a little slower in ingress. On egress, yeah, I think it'll be, everybody's leaving at the same time. Hopefully a lot of people stay for the Uecker video, but it is also a rush hour. So I think fans will just have to recognize that, this is Thursday's probably going to be the busiest day for the freeway in a lot while, and we're going to work diligently to make it as painless as possible. We're working with the city to help traffic flows on Blue Mound and Wisconsin Avenues for folks that are going to be going west on those streets to alleviate some of the traffic congestion on 94. The reality is, the construction is needed. It's going to be great when it's done. And like we did with Marquette Interchange and the Zoo Interchange years ago, fans always find a way to the ballpark. So, just be patient. And the good news is, listen to the postgame show while they're in the car, and hopefully it's celebrating a Brewers victory on Thursday.
Absolutely. And it keeps Debbie Lozaga employed, right? Because she covers it. She'll be covering that alone for the next 7 years.
The Full Employment Act for traffic reporters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
always going to be interesting.
Yeah, it will. What's new at American Family Field, too? I hear the glove playground is all redone.
Yeah, so we've completely reimagined the kids area on the field level on first base side. It's now called the Glove Playground by Aurora Healthcare. It looks fantastic. We've got new games, new attractions. We've got a kids-friendly concession area. It's got you know wider sort of distances between the attractions, so it's a little easier for flow of traffic. Actually, it's great for parents. They can keep one eye on their kid at the games and one eye on the game because you have better sight lines to the field. So yeah, really excited that it came out together. It literally was being finished 3 days ago. So talk about down to the wire, but it looks great. I know the kids will have a lot of fun on Thursday.
And Rick, one more time for the fans that may, or the listeners that may just joined us. You said that the channels will be released before first pitch on your different carriers, but what else should they know going in, leading into Thursday?
Yeah, I think a lot of fans are asking about the streaming service, and right now Brewers.tv, it's very easy to buy it. It's a few clicks. If they go to Brewers.com, there's a site there. You just click. You can buy a monthly package or a season-long package. Gets you 145 games. Also, for those fans who don't have cable, satellite, or want to stream, there's 10 over-the-air games this year, so including opening day, and then the first 9 Tuesdays of the year. So a lot of options to watch the games if you can't make it to the ballpark. But I know fans are anxious about the channels. I promise that we will have the channels out before the first pitch on Thursday.
And there's a new free option to access with the gathering space at UW Credit Union Plaza. What does that look like?
Yeah, that's going to be open in June, and we're really excited about it coming together. It's going to have a mini golf, 6 holes of mini golf. It's going to have a kids' play area featuring a giant cow that kids can climb on. It's going to have a beer garden, little musical stage. Phase 2 of the project, which will be done in 2027, will have a permanent food and beverage area and some other fixtures. But it's really a great area pregame for fans who want to enjoy the summer and be outside before first pitch and who are not maybe tailgating. This is a great spot to hang out. And, launching in June, and it's going to be really nice.
And tell us about the ballpark food, the new ballpark food.
Yeah, inspired by State Fair, we've got fair food. So we've got deep fried Kringle, we've got cream puffs, we've got barbecue, we've got ice cream, we've got sweets. So, you know, a lot of new food items. We've got top dogs. And of course, you know, the old staples, there's nothing better than the brats and the beer to watch a baseball game. So there will be no shortage of variety and no shortage of food for the fans on Thursday.
All right. I want to know what Rick Schlesinger gets. I always get the heavenly roasted nuts. That's what I always get. One hot dog, just one, and a large Coke. What do you get?
Yeah, I always have a hot dog at every game. That's sort of my staple. And I'll usually have a Diet Coke. And I don't eat a lot during the game. I'm pacing. But it's always a hot dog, and it's usually in the second inning.
I'm sure you won't be pacing because the Miz is going to be starting. How incredible is that? He's so amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's if you think about how, you know, how young he is, but, you know, when what he did in the postseason against the Cubs, you know, showed that this is a young kid who's not overwhelmed by the moment. In fact, he looked like a veteran on the mound there, and you forget he's a young guy. I don't think he shaves every day, but he's ready for the challenge. And, you know, we don't ask pitchers to go deep, especially the first game of the season. So if Miz pitches 4 innings, I think that's great. And we have a very deep bullpen, so and a lot of days off in April, so I think we'll see a lot of different combination of pitchers. But yeah, I'm excited for Miz, and he deserves the start, and I think he'll be pumped up and in front of 42,000 fans. I don't think he'll need any extra incentive to pitch well.
That's incredible. Rick Schlesinger is Brewers President of Business Operations. I know you're so busy this time of year. Thank you so much. Go Brewers.
Thanks for having me on.